I'm going to just take a shot. Was that Ray Stevens?
Very good.
Yeah.
Number one song in America in the 70s. And the reason we're playing it is, and Mace, I don't even know what to, this morning on the Today Show.
Yes.
They, you know, all these morning shows have windows,
windows, yeah,
out into the street. And they had a streaker. Now, there once in around the time this song came out, streaking was a big deal. Remember somebody streaked at the Oscars?
At the Oscars, yeah, right behind David
Niven. And people would do it at football games.
Yep.
And this morning on the Today Show, a guy, boy, I can't believe that song was the number one song in the country. A guy streaked in front of the window so many times that Savannah Guthrie finally just threw it to a commercial. They could not stop this guy from running naked in front of the Today Show window.
So what happened to streaking? Why did it end?
Well, you get arrested if you do it.
Well, not necessarily. I'm not talking
about on
the field.
Public indecency.
But like when people are doing live, when TV reporters are doing live hits, why don't people streak behind them?
Why don't you get in there? You can see someone running on the street, I'm sure.
Go
streak right behind them, Mace.
No, it's a good question.
like they're doing live hits. They're standing somewhere.
Okay, here's my theory, and tell me if it's crazy.
Okay.
Back in the day, not everyone had a phone in their pocket.
True. Yeah.
So if you streaked, chances are there'd be no public record of it. But now...
Oh, yeah.
If you streak, there's
going to
be...
You will go viral.
Oh, yeah. It's your legacy, right?
It is. Now, John, you say you'll do anything on a bet.
For money.
For money.
But I have a couple of conditions.
How much would it take to get you to streak?
Well, it would.
Because I will start a Kickstarter.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
It violates one of my two conditions.
Which are?
Will it get me fired?
Okay.
And will it permanently affect my health? And
well, it won't permanently affect your health.
Correct. It would get me fired.
I don't think so.
We work for Disney.
I still don't think so.
All right, go ahead and try it, and let's see if you still have a job after you do it.
How much will you pay me?
How much will I pay you?
10,000 mythical money.
No, I don't want
mythical money. I want real hard, cold cash.
He wants real money to streak. In a public place? Man.
I will. In a public place, I will run right behind a TV reporter.
Okay.
Yeah, right. No, stop.
There's zero chances happening. John will do it for $100.
No. I wouldn't do it because I'd get fired. But if Mace would, I'm trying to think of the number that will get you to
it's
think
It's so
about
on
it.
Brand for me.
It is. All right.
One brow man goes streaking.
All right. Offer expires at the end of the month.
Okay.
$3,000 if you do it.
$3,000?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's a house payment.
I'll put $5. $3,005.
Yeah, you put $3,005.
$3,000 if you do it. You've got 10 days.
Okay, which reporter should I run behind? I'm kind of leaning Hal Eisner from Channel 11. What do you think?
No. It's got to be... I would...
Kurt Sandoval, Channel 7.
No.
Oh, Kurt Sandoval, Channel 7.
No, Kurt would like it. I'm trying to think of somebody it would really rattle. Who would it absolutely rattle?
Beto Duran.
No, Beto would like it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he would.
Beto would like it.
Some morning reporter, you know, somebody in the morning. Like, I wish Ally McKay was still on TV.
Oh, yeah, she would go with it.
She would be perfect. I don't really watch morning news anymore. Who's like, is Eric Spillman still on in the morning? He's kind of a serious news guy.
He is a serious news guy.
But you're a Channel 11 viewer, so maybe, does Aroxia ever go out in the field?
No, she does not. Aroxia does not go out in the field.
She's an anchor, right?
Yeah, they've got like Bob DeCastro goes out in the field. Hal Eisner, Gigi Graciette. They've got people to go out in the field.
All right, take your pick. If you do it, if
$3,000.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Think
That's
about
real
it.
Money for
Give
me.
Give it some thought. I know. That's the number I thought you would make you think about it.
Yep, you got me thinking.
I think two is too light. Four, you would do it in a heartbeat. Three,
God,
you're thinking
I am
about.
So stupid. Shaving an eyebrow, streaking behind a TV.
Yeah, you're getting a little desperate. You might need to go see your shrink more than once a week.
I have a shrink. I have a psychiatrist and a psychologist. I'm double barrel.
Yeah, you
on
need
mental
them.
Health.
Hey,
yeah.
So Bergman, don't you think that game the Giants won on Friday, when they were down to their last out, hit a pinch hit two-run homer, pinch hit homer, solo homer to tie it. send it into extra innings, then win it with a starting pitcher. Isn't karma on the Giants' side this regular season?
I mean, it kind of feels like it, doesn't it? It feels like 2018 when the Dodgers used to do this. They would just win every game. They
that
were always
Joe
in every
Davis's,
game.
That was Joe Davis's moment after moment, memory after memory call.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They just kept doing stuff like that every night. Now, even if that happens, even if the Giants win the division, I don't know if they get. I don't think they get past the Dodgers in the playoffs because I think Scherzer pitches the wild card game. Dodgers would then play the Giants in the postseason, and the Dodgers are battle tested.
But God, anything can happen in a one game playoff. Anything
Scherzer's
even
not losing.
Scherzer.
Scherzer's not losing a one game playoff.
Even with Scherzer, there's no guarantee.
Not happening. I may bet every mythical money dollar I have if Scherzer pitches the one game.
Oh, I want to win this division. By the way, not Stepdad Leo said. I said greatest pennant race of our lifetimes. He's old. So he says the 1962 race, which was before
our
time.
Is that Bobby Thompson shot heard around the world? Now, keep in mind, that was back when there were no divisions. So you would compete the regular season. You would compete to win the pennant. And if you won the pennant, you'd go to the World Series. So that may be cool. But now... 62, though, that was after the two teams came west. So I'm pretty sure the Bobby Thompson home run had to be in the 50s.
Not Stepdad Leo told me he was at the games at Candlestick Park.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that was...
I don't think I think you were right when you said earlier that no year have the Dodgers and Giants both won 100 games in the same season. There was a year that the Giants and the Braves each won 100 games. And they were in the same division. And the Giants ended up not making it.
But I'm not throwing in the towel.
Well, I think the Dodgers win the one game or whatever. Now, the team that I think looks dead are the Padres.
The Padres. Fernando Tatis Jr.
Machado. By the way, Machado,
you think it's all about you. It's about the team.
Well, Machado was right. Far be it for me to stand up for Charlie Hustle.
Johnny Hustle.
But Machado.
It's not his cup of tea.
Tatis is their best player, and he got himself thrown out of a game they were ahead 2-1. They eventually lost it 3-2 for arguing balls and strikes. You can't get thrown out of that game if you're Fernando Tatis.
No, and Jace Tingler, the manager down there, said no. It's just this is just normal.
Well,
this
he's
is the way
he's dead
go.
Man walking.
You they're think gonna, so after 1 year?
Yeah, they're going to bring in he's the second manager A.J. Preller has hired that never played in the big leagues, and they're going to bring in a name next year. They've got too much money tied up in the payroll to let, Tingler just stick around. They're going to blow
So you think Tingler's fired?
I do. And I think they're bringing in a name.
They have collapsed. I mean, they're out of the picture. And, I've been saying for weeks now, they are going to decide the winner of the National League.
Well, that's a problem for us because the Giants have 6 games left with the Padres starting tonight.
They're off tonight.
No, the Giants play the Padres tonight. They open a series. The Dodgers are off tonight. But I'm pretty sure the Giants and Padres play tonight. And I think it's in San Diego.
They don't play today.
No, they don't play today.
So that series starts tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
But they have 6 games left with them.
Yeah, the Dodgers have 3 games left with them.
Right.
It's a shame, by the way, the scheduling gods did not – we don't have Dodgers-Giants games down the stretch.
Yeah, normally they would have division opponents against each other at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But they don't this time. We're playing Milwaukee.
Dodgers go 3 at Colorado, which could be a walkover. 3 at Arizona. They're terrible. 3 at home to the Padres. They're in free fall. And then 3 home to Milwaukee, and it might not mean anything for Milwaukee at all because they'll have the division salted away. Giants finished 3 at San Diego starting tomorrow night, 3 at Colorado. Again, Colorado's awful. 3 home to Arizona. Again, Arizona's awful. And then 3 more to the Padres at home. So
right, and we all thought that the Padres would be playing for something, but they're free-falling so fast. You know they have the worst record in the National League since the start of August?
That's amazing. With all that talent.
They're 3 games above 500.
Hey, Jorge, next Tuesday, Mason takes Jorge, Bergman, Laura from the afternoon show, Sue Kalinske, and a listener to see a local baseball game.
All right. Woo! I'm excited. I can't say what or who, but I'm excited.
Can't say what or who. Just a local baseball game.
It is. Well, wait a minute. We're not giving away anything.
Yeah.
You're just taking people, right?
I'm taking a listener and guest.
So if you happen to go, like, up by Elysian Park, then I don't know why we can't say that.
Well, you're not allowed to. We ran it by, you know, everybody, and that's just not what we're allowed to say.
It's because he's giving away a ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm giving away tickets.
Oh, okay. You're giving away one ticket.
No, two tickets. I'm giving away a listener and a guest.
Oh, okay.
So two tickets.
Okay.
Plus all of us, and I'm going to try to get us in the right field pavilion. It's a big local baseball game. All right, coming up next for you.
Are you going to be there on time?
I'm going to try to get there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, but he's leaving early. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Last time I got there in the fourth inning. I stayed to the end, but I didn't get there till the fourth inning.
Okay.
So it's Million Dollar Monday. And
well, is this
right
now?
Okay. Yeah, this is now.
Awesome. Okay.
So every Monday you get a chance to win Rams tickets. So we're giving away Rams Buccaneers tickets right now with a stupid game that John has invented.
All right. Jorge, I need four participants. Get me four. Greg, get me four, okay?
Got it.
877-710-ESPN. If you win, you get Rams Buccaneers tickets for Sunday at SoFi Stadium, and you get to give us your prediction of the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. If you nail that, you get $1 million, because this is Million Dollar Monday here on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Million Dollar Mondays are here. Every Monday you get a chance to win Rams tickets, and if you win, you get a shot at $1 million, and we're going to do this thing right now. You got to be able to predict the first. You got to be able to win John's game. Then you got to be able to pick the two teams and the final score and nail that, and you win $1 million.
Okay,
so John.
So Greg, you've got four callers lined up, right?
Sure do.
Okay, so the trick here is going to be, if you're going to play this game, and the four guys are Brandon, Carlo, Darren, and Chris, you have 3 seconds to answer the question. Mm. That's it. After 3 seconds, if you don't give us an answer, we hang up on you. I'm looking for one number from each of you, and let's go to Brandon first. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brandon. Here it is. I'm looking for one number, and you've got 3 seconds to answer it, okay? You ready?
Got it.
If you add up the jersey numbers of these five players on the Rams right now, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Andrew Whitworth, what total number do you get? Add up the jersey numbers. 3 seconds. Go.
190.
Okay. Carlo is up next. Carlo, are you there?
Yes.
Carlo, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Andrew Whitworth. Give me a number.
369.
Okay. Darren, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Darren. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Andrew Whitworth. Add up their jersey numbers. What total number do you get?
3 seconds.
Say again?
263.
Okay, Chris, it's the last one. Chris, Donald, Ramsey, Stafford, Kupp, and Whitworth. What do you get?
261.
Okay. Those are all good guesses. The winner is clear. And who says there's a disadvantage to going first? Brandon, you almost hit it on the number.
Wow.
Brandon in San Diego, the correct answer is 200 even. It adds up to exactly 200. Aaron Donald, 99. Andrew Whitworth, 77. Jalen Ramsey, 5. Matthew Stafford, 9. Cooper Kupp, 10. It adds up to 200. You guessed 190. You are our winner. Brandon, way to go.
Way to go, Brandon.
Yeah, Ramily, let's go.
Let's go. So now, Brandon, what's your last name?
Crothers.
Spell that.
It's like brothers, but with a C. C-R-O-T-H-E-R-S.
Okay, right. Excellent.
Brandon Crothers from San Diego.
Now, What are your two Super Bowl teams, and what's the final score for $1 million?
Well, it's obviously the Rams.
Yes.
And the Chiefs.
Yep.
So let's go with, 3 touchdowns and 2 field goals for the Rams. So that'd be, 27?
Yep.
And they're going to hold the Chiefs to 24.
Okay.
Okay.
27-24, Rams over the Chiefs. If you nail that on the number, Brandon, you got a chance to win $1 million. And just for winning my dumb game, we're going to send you to the Rams-Bucks game this Sunday. How's that sound?
All right. Let's go.
Whose house, Brandon?
Rams house.
There you go.
All right, Brandon, hang on the line. Greg's going to get some more info from you, okay?
Good job. Thank you very much, Brandon. So, again, we're going to do this every Monday. It'll happen again during Sedano and Cap later on this afternoon. Every single Monday, a chance to win Rams tickets and a shot at winning $1 million.
And what was tricky about that was a couple of those guys changed their numbers this year. Jalen Ramsey and Cooper Kupp changed their – Jalen Ramsey's wearing number 5 for the first time. Cooper Kupp's wearing number 10.
Yeah, I'm so bad at numbers. I knew those two, 5, 10, 9 for Stafford. I don't know Whitworth, 40.
Whitworth, 77. You know Aaron Donald?
Oh, 99.
There you go.
Yeah. So I knew some of them. I'm terrible with numbers, though. Just terrible with numbers. We played the number game lots of times. I have no mind for math. This is not a beautiful mind.
I was told there would be no math.
Exactly. All right, so why don't we right now spin the wheel of questions? It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Hit it, Jorge. It's a life and death question. If you had to sell your soul to the devil for something, what would you sell it for?
Okay. If I had to sell my soul to the devil, what would I sell it for?
In other words, something gigantic.
It would be something that it wouldn't just benefit me.
Okay.
I would do something. Well, I could give you the serious answer, but that's no fun.
Yeah, give us the fun answer.
I think I would arrange for the Lakers to beat the Celtics every year for 10 years in the finals.
That would be
10
awesome.
10 straight years of the Lakers beating the Celtics.
That would be awesome.
That's what I would go with. What
okay.
would you do?
Go to Jorge. Jorge.
Are you kidding me?
Got to sell your soul to the devil for something. What do you sell it for?
I'm going to keep it fun. I would like to see Mexico win a World Cup, man. They haven't won it ever. I would like to see that.
Nice. Yeah. I like
that. Hasn't every World Cup been won by either a European or South American nation since the beginning?
Yeah, Uruguay and Brazil are the two South Americans. The rest is like Italy and Spain.
Yeah, it's either Europe or South America has won every World Cup ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
So all right, Bergman.
I would do something way more selfish, and I would make myself the greatest baseball player of all time at this age right now, and I would be able to play for the next 10 years and hit home runs whenever I felt like it.
So Dumpy Bergie wants to be a star.
Dumpy Bergie.
Yeah, that would be your name, by the way. That goes with selling your soul. Is your name is not Greg. It's Dumpy.
All right, but that's fine. If I'm hitting home runs and I'm winning World Series, like, put the rings on. I'm fine with that.
That's a great baseball nickname, Dumpy Bergie.
Mookie Betts, Dumpy Bergman, side by side.
I'm batting number 3. You can't stop me.
Dumpy Bergie might stick. All right,
absolutely not.
I would like the Rams to go on a Patriots-like run.
Like eight Super Bowls in the next 20 years?
Yeah, 7 in the next 10 years. Give me 7 in the next 10 years. You know what I worry about? So right now the Rams are great. It's fun to own the seats, right?
Right.
I wonder what it's going to be like if there ever is a time in history when the Rams are not good. What's that going to feel like for me?
And you've made such an investment in them.
Yeah.
that I can't imagine that with Stan Kroenke's money, they're ever not going to be competitive.
Yeah. You know, my backup choice was, and this is very specific, and it's a heads up for Disney executives who happen to be listening right now. I would like to do a loose interview show that comes on after Jimmy Kimmel every night on ABC.
That would be your backup plan?
That would be my backup
plan. Well, I was listening to a podcast with Jimmy lately, and he's not so sure how much longer he's going to go.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he says he's thinking about, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going
to go. He's got a lot of guest hosts now.
Yeah,
like Stephen A. did it.
He's done it for 20 years, and he just feels like he's, you know, he's had a good run. I don't know how much longer he's going
to
go.
I thought you didn't want to be on TV anymore, Mace.
You know, the whole one
eyebrow. Well, if he's going to sell his soul to the devil, he might as well bring that back.
Exactly. I'm going to sell my soul to the devil. I don't think I'm very telegenic anymore.
Would be late night with one brow man?
Yeah, but if you think about it, yeah.
Oh, I'm pulling that
one. No, one eyebrow would help you get a TV
show. Would. It absolutely would. Who else has that? All right, coming up next for you.
By the way, did you watch the Emmys?
I did watch the Emmys.
What'd you think?
I'll tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And is a bit of stupidity. A bit of stupidity.
That could be a book. A book title. My brand is stupidity.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. I'm working on a novel. Morales keeps giving me stuff on that.
What's the name of the novel?
I'm not going to tell you the name of the novel. Yeah. No, here comes the questions about the novel.
All right. So what did you think of the Emmys?
So this is a town, John, filled with unbelievably talented, funny people. Why were they not involved in the Emmys this year?
I thought
that the bits were just terrible
the skits
from beginning
didn't work.
To end.
And I like Cedric the Entertainer. I'm a fan
of his. Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
The bits weren't funny. You know what they forgot, Mace? They forgot the funny.
Yeah, they forgot the funny. They absolutely did. I'm like, how is
that
possible?
I was very happy for all the Ted Lasso people. I think Ted Lasso is the best show on television. Although, this past Friday's Ted Lasso was terrible. It was like the worst episode.
Was this the one about the beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like this episode of Ted Lasso either.
But the show in general is great, and I'm glad, especially the guy who plays Roy Kent, who I think is fantastic.
And he won last night.
Yeah, for Best Supporting Actor. So it seems to me that for whatever reason, the award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, everything else, have become less impactful. Is that because of the pandemic? Is that because of politics? They seem like they don't mean as much as they used to. Do you agree with that?
Well, there really were no politics last night, which was good.
Right, but why?
I think these award shows are for the industry. I don't think they're necessarily for the greater public. I mean, what this is a bunch of fancy, talented people patting themselves collectively on their backs. And I like it because I follow this stuff and I think it's fun and I think it's cool and I watch the Emmys and Oscars and all that stuff. But I think a lot of people have just lost attention. And it's really more about people in this town. Like, I bet the ratings in L.A. are big for the Emmys and the ratings everywhere else suck. By the way, everything comes down to ratings now. It's like it's not only about ratings.
Well, it isn't our business. But here's a question for you.
Yeah.
What is Hacks? Have you seen it?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I think you may have told me to watch it at some point, and I didn't. What is, like, give me the elevator pitch. What is Hacks about?
Okay, so Gene Smart is a Joan Rivers-type comic who has been an icon in Vegas for years. And this girl who has had really no success in her career, her agent sends her to punch up Gene Smart's act.
Okay.
And it's their relationship. It's a great show.
And it's on HBO, right?
It's on HBO. Yeah, definitely recommend Hacks. It's a good one. Again, that's a show that if you're in the business, is probably great. And if you're not in the business, you may not like it as much.
Right. Yeah, because it had a good night and it won a bunch of stuff. And I also am not up to speed on The Crown.
Oh,
I watched religiously the first 3 years when when Claire Foy was the queen.
Yes.
And then when she left, I thought, well, I'm not gonna waste time getting to know another queen. But I guess the latest 2 years of it has been really good, huh?
Oh, yeah. The latest 2 years has been great. Olivia Colman has been a great queen. And now they're going to change queens again. They're going to go with an older queen, who's going to be, I guess, in 2 years. So I wanted to bring up the Rams special teams. So for the second week in a row, and this really bugs me, the Rams allowed a long return on the opening kickoff. Now, I don't know what's going on, but they are allowing guys to just slice them on the opening kickoff. And then, of course, late in the game, there was the Nick Scott thing where the punt hit Nick Scott in the arm, which
right.
was recovered by the Colts
well,
for a touchdown.
Well, let's take these things one at a time.
Okay.
All right? First of all, does Matt Gay kick off for the Rams?
Yes.
All right. Most kickers, especially in college, but most kickers can kick it out of the end zone and get you a touchback. Is that not an option here?
It is an option some of the time. He doesn't always kick it through the end zone.
It would seem, would that be worth using a roster spot on to get a long-distance kicker who would just guarantee you never have any return? Because Hecker is really good at you know, they very rarely,
as a punter,
they very rarely
fields.
Have a big punt return because Hecker just kicks it either out of bounds or really high.
The other
Matt
thing, John,
Gay can't do that.
I'm trying to think of the opening.
You know,
kick
when's Greg?
Like.
What day do we have McVay? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay, so well, that's a question we can ask him.
Yeah, it was in the end zone, but the guy took it out. That's my recollection of it.
Okay.
Then they had the screwed up punt where Nick Scott stood too far to one side, and the snap ended up hitting him in the arm, and it led to a touchdown, giving the Colts the lead actually. And then on top of that, there is they can't make up their mind on who's returning punts. Like, they drafted this Tutu Atwell, who is supposed to be their all-purpose punt returner.
Yeah, he was good in the preseason.
But it seems like he's faded now, and it's Cooper Kupp that is returning the punts, and they're not really worried about big returns. So I just think special teams, and they've got their third special teams coach in 3 years, I think special teams is an issue.
Here's my attitude about punt returns for my team.
Okay.
Don't fumble.
Oh,
look,
sure.
I don't care if you return it, you know, 40 yards or even 15 yards. Just don't fumble. Like, even one time if you fumble, you've lost me. Just don't turn it over. Because you see, once a year, somebody's going to make a boneheaded. Like, there was a game of the weekend, a college game, where they forgot to down a punt.
Oh.
And somebody, Memphis, I think, picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. I just don't want to disaster. Like, the Rams had a disaster at that one punt. That was an absolute disaster. You give me no disasters, and I'm fine with special. I'm not expecting touchdowns. I just don't want to give the other team points. And the Rams did that yesterday.
And the other thing is, and this is not a surprise, but the Rams' pass rush is elite. They sacked Wentz 3 times. It would have been more. Wentz is a little bit, before he got hurt, he's like Houdini back there. He's actually more mobile than he looks.
Did you see that replay? Did you watch his ankle?
Oh,
I think he might be really messed up.
Well, I read today that he injured both ankles.
Yeah, I think he may be done for a while.
But they hit him 11 times yesterday, and Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd were totally relentless. And not a great defense. I don't know. The defense, I'm not sure about Raheem Morris. They're giving up a lot of yards. It's bend, don't break. They stopped him in the red zone a couple of times.
Well, the Bucs are averaging like 35 points a game, so they better be ready on Sunday.
Yeah, Rams going to have to score. Rams going to have to score on Sunday, no question about it. Tom Brady destroyed me in fantasy. I would imagine anybody with Tom Brady won their fantasy football match this week.
Right, but I think you're ignoring your fantasy football problem, which is you don't score. You told me you only scored 49 points, right?
But I tweeted out my fantasy lineup, and most people say, no, you're going to win. You just had a bad week. That's the consensus of everybody that follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, but you've had like 60 bad weeks in a row. At some point, you have to take ownership of this, right?
You know, that's frustrating. I used to be really good at fantasy sports.
You're the worst fantasy player I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. I know so much. I'm so smart. I did preparation this year. You're out there doing mock drafts and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going that far.
Right. Well, I mean, they don't take a lot of time. And who knows? I mean, I'm off to a great start, but who knows? I've seen these things crumble pretty fast.
And Bergman, you're out of the fantasy game altogether.
Absolutely. Never again. I'm done. It's over.
Jorge, what about you? Do you play fantasy?
Nope. I have no interest in it. Sorry.
And Jorge, you're not making bets either. Where are we on Mythical Money right now, Bergman?
I lost some more money this weekend.
I don't have my computer, like I told you a bunch of times, so I don't know.
But between you
How do you forget your computer?
Okay. Yeah. So,
by the way, you forgot your computer?
Yeah, trust me, it's driving me absolutely bananas, all right? I've made it through an hour and a half
Isn't
of the show
like
somehow.
Isn't forgetting your pants?
All right, do you really want to know what happened? I have to take my daughter to school on Mondays, and she has to be there at like 7:45 in the morning.
Right.
She goes to school in Westlake.
Millions of parents across America need to do.
However, she goes to school in Westlake, and I live in North Hollywood, so there is a long distance in between. It takes about 45 minutes to get there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I got all of her stuff ready. I made her lunch. I got her backpack all ready to go and everything. And we walked out. And then I had to go drive all the way out to Westlake and then came straight to work. And it took me like 2 hours. By the time I got here, I realized I didn't bring my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go anywhere without my laptop. And by the way, that includes the bathroom.
Well, that's
gross.
No, that's normal. Bergman, the fact that you won't admit that you use a computer on the toilet is a lie.
I don't. I use my phone. That's efficient.
Yeah. It's very efficient.
No, computer on your lap in the bathroom is
Heck
gross.
Yeah. Bring it on.
I got work to do.
I can't waste 15 minutes of productivity. Come on, let's go.
Exactly. Use your phone.
Jorge, why are you not a gambling type guy?
Because I'm just not into it, Mace. I don't know what to tell you.
But Briones, it's mythical money.
It's money.
Yeah, you don't even lose real money.
I'm betting. I don't even know how this works. The odds.
Well, who do you think is going to win? I'll help you. Who do you think is going to win the Monday night game tonight? Green Bay and Detroit.
Green Bay is.
All right, take 15 grand and put it on Green Bay.
All right, let's do 20.
Hey,
like
20 grand on Green Bay. I got it.
He goes from not gambling at all to betting 20,000.
How many points, Greg? That's the problem. Detroit stinks. He may be giving up a lot of points. And doesn't Detroit have that coach that's going to bite people's ankles?
Yeah, he's going to bite.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
He's the best.
Bite their ankles.
Minus 11 and a half right now.
Ooh, 11 and a half. That's a lot of points, Jorge.
Oh, there you go. 20 grand.
Okay.
20 grand. There you have it. All right. Coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. It is a crazy, busy Monday. We'll get back to USC, UCLA. We will get back to Dodgers, Giants. Everything's happening. Thanks for being there. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, this is where Dumpy Bergie throws some stuff at us. Dumpy Bergie, what do you got?
I'm actually not going to speak until that goes away. So we can do whatever you want during this music.
Listen, Dumpy, just get to the bit.
Jump ball. All right. Anyway, Jim Harbaugh made a very interesting decision. I should have just not said anything. Very interesting decision at the end of their victory over the Chiefs. He asked Lamar Jackson if he wanted to go for it on fourth and one instead of punting the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens got the win, but what do you think of Harbaugh asking Lamar? Was it good coaching or an easy way to find a scapegoat if it went wrong?
Well, I think he knew what he was going to say. There is no quarterback who wouldn't want to go for it in that situation. So I think he was just trying to boost his confidence. By the way, I think you said Jim Harbaugh. It was John Harbaugh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh. That's
I wrote Jim.
Wrong. His name is John.
Right, it's John.
Mace, I thought it was the only decision he could make because if you kick the ball back to Mahomes, then you have to live with whatever he does.
Sure.
I wasn't giving the ball back to Mahomes. If I didn't make it, I didn't make it. But there's no way I was willingly giving the ball up to that dude. So yeah, I think he made the only decision he could make.
And giving Lamar Jackson seemingly giving him the choice and empowering him as the franchise quarterback, even if Harbaugh was going to go, to make Lamar feel like he made the decision, I thought was really, really smart. And he made a great play, too. He made a great play to seal it. So I actually thought it was kind of cool. You don't see that very often. You can actually read his lips. Do you want to go? And Lamar Jackson said yes. He empowered him, and he got the first down.
So let's play it out, though. Let's say he doesn't get the first down, and then it's fourth and one, and you give the ball back to Mahomes that way on the 43-yard line. What do you say afterwards if you're John Harbaugh, not Jim?
Well, there's a very famous game about a decade ago where – the Patriots and the Colts were the two best teams in the AFC. And they were playing a game in Indy. And Bill Belichick went for it on 4th and 1 on like his own 30 at the end of the game because he thought if he gave the ball back to Peyton Manning, he was signing his own death warrant. And they didn't make it. They came up short. Colts went in, scored, won the game. And afterwards, Belichick just said, look, I wasn't giving the ball back to Peyton. I think that's what John Harbaugh would have said. I wasn't giving the ball back to Patrick Mahomes willingly. I would have.
John Harbaugh could have blamed Lamar Jackson and said, you're the one that wanted to go.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I thought that was the right move.
Yeah, no, I like it too. I think it was the right move. And you can always second guess when things don't work. But because it worked, it was the right decision. Right? It's always that way. If it works, it's the right decision. If it doesn't, it's the wrong decision. So it was a good call. I'm glad Lamar Jackson did it. There's the buzzer. All right.
All right, so yesterday was our favorite voice on the station's birthday, Chris Morales.
Hey!
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Morales.
So the real question, though, is did either of you text or call him for his birthday?
I didn't know it was his birthday until you just told me.
I did not know it was his birthday either. I think he's, you know, he's really important to the station, and he gives us a lot of garbage crap on the show, and it's entertaining. And
I think the better question, Dumpy Bergie.
I will actually stop reading the questions.
Is how old do we think Morales is?
He is a weird one to guess.
I'm going to go. Greg, do you know the answer?
I do know the answer.
Okay. I'm going to go. Chris Morales, this is hard.
It is hard.
Because he's like me. He acts immature. But he's got a lot of experience. He's been in the radio business for a long time. I'm going to go 37 for Morales. What do you think, Mace?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll go 38. I think he's late 30s.
What is it, Greg?
38.
Oh, there you go. Mace, got it on the number.
Yeah. Yeah, Morales. Oh, he's texting now. Every other talent texted me, including Keyshawn. So thanks, guys. Briones, you texted him, Jorge?
I did.
How are we supposed to know when everybody's birthday is?
Well,
I
work with the guy for 4 years in the morning show. So you
remember his birthday?
Of course. Yeah, I have to. Like, that's my brother. I have to. Like, can you imagine if I don't text him? What would happen?
He would come at me. Just make fun of you like he makes
exactly.
fun of us every day.
And I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Morales.
Happy birthday, Chris.
You're an important piece of this station, and we're glad you're there. And sorry we missed your birthday, and we'll remember it next year.
No, we won't.
September 19th.
Just put it in the phone.
Put it in the phone. There it is.
All right, so let's talk about another coaching decision. This one comes from David Culley and the Houston Texans. This series of events took place in the second quarter of a 7-7 game versus the Browns. The Texans pick up 13 yards on 3rd and 15. The Browns were called for offsides. The Texans can now choose between 4th and 2 or 3rd and 10. They choose 4th and 2 and punt the ball away. What do you think of this decision?
Greg, I saw this, and when it happened, the first thing that popped into my head, they're tanking.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I think I know it.
That's professional incompetence.
Yeah, what other explanation could there be? Why would you want to give the ball up? At least if you go on 3rd and 10, you take another crack at it.
So you think David Culley did this on purpose because he wants his team to lose?
I do. And by the way, had he accepted 4th and 2 and then gone for it, I would add a lot more respect for him than doing what he did. I've never seen a coach do that. Willingly not take an extra down to punt it away?
Yeah, I prefer to believe that it's just professional incompetence, something stupid that this guy did. I saw a couple of these yesterday that were just totally like, I was scratching my head, what are you doing? This is just a huge mistake. I don't believe that was an example of openly tanking. David Culley is still trying to keep his job.
Yeah, there's no other explanation than they were tanking. Watch. Houston's going to finish with the number one pick next year.
What's next, Bergie?
All right, this one's going to go right to Jorge. Jorge, what do you got?
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I'm not Chris.
I got Chris on my mind now.
Same age, though.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday, when I was leaving work, I hit the scan button on my AM radio. Do you guys hit the scan button?
Sure.
Yeah. So I came across this story called...
Where were you working yesterday on a Sunday?
I edit games for the NFL on the side, on the Sundays, yeah. So I hit the scan button, and I came across this thing called the Mulu experiment. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Okay, so the Mulu experiment is where they took 15 cows. I mean, they took cows in an experiment held in Germany, and in 15 days, you can potty train a cow. Now, you're wondering why potty train the cows.
Right. Yeah.
Well, their urine contains nitrogen. When it's mixed with their feces, it becomes ammonia, which is bad for the environment. So now if cows pee up to like 8 gallons a day. And in 2009, nitrous oxide makes 7% of the U.S. greenhouse gases, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, two questions to this. Should we use the scan button more often to come up with topics like this? Or should we potty train our cows?
Well, the potty training of the cows.
It's for environmental,
Yeah, for the environment.
Reasons.
I'm all for the environment. I love the environment. I think we should do things to help the environment. I'm all for that. Don't tell anybody I'm for the environment, and I'm happy to say it.
Listen, AOC. the question you need to answer is the one she never answers, which is, who's paying for this to potty train?
Wait a minute, potty training cows? I don't think that's expensive.
But it takes 15 days for these cows to actually train. So 11 out of 16 cows learned how to potty train. Like, they learned to go on a specific spot.
But who are you paying to be a cow potty trainer?
Yeah, like farmers, I guess. I don't know.
Farmers, the livestock
people. I need a cost-benefit analysis on my desk stat.
All right. The other part of the question is the scan button. You know, I have certain preset buttons on my car that I use.
Right, like, me too.
What are your preset buttons on?
All right, I'll tell you mine right now.
Okay.
All right? Because I just got a new car, so it's got everything under the sun.
Yep.
Okay. Preset number one, 710 ESPN.
Amen.
Preset number two, our biggest competitor.
Yes.
You guys figure that out. Preset number three, Howard Stern.
Yep.
Preset number four, Yacht Rock.
No. Oh, God.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
That is, you are so Yacht Rock.
And preset number five, Classic Rock from Sirius.
Nice.
That's it. Those are my five.
Let's see. So mine are 710. I don't listen to our biggest competitor. Kiss FM.
They're owned by our biggest competitor, by the way. And broadcast in the studio immediately next to them.
Coast, which sometimes has good
Coast
music.
Is basically Yacht Rock, by the way.
K-Rock.
K-Rock's dead.
KFI. Jack FM. I'm trying to think. Alt 98.7 is my favorite music station.
How many buttons do you have?
I have a lot. And then my AMs, I've got 1070, which is the news, and 790, which is the talk, and 640, which is the talk. So those are mine. I got a lot of buttons, but I don't go to Sirius as much as you. I'm a big terrestrial.
I'm surprised
radio
you don't listen
guy.
To Stern. Stern's the greatest.
Well, he's awesome. I do listen to Stern.
He's all just right, not a button.
Bergie, you got one more?
I can do one more. All right, John, this one's pretty much for you because there is a better, according to at BetMGM, that has a 16-game parlay on the line tonight. He has the Lions plus 400. $25 to win $726,959. So the question for you, Ireland,
he's got the Lions plus 11.5?
Yeah, plus 400. He's got going with the money.
Okay.
So does that mean
the Lions have to win?
Yeah, the Lions need to win outright for him to win the bet.
Okay.
So the question to you, Ireland, is why are you so bad at parlays and this guy is so good?
By the way, I am the parlay king.
That's never won one.
Sucker bet.
Bergman. The fact that you don't remember this shocks me. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the last time you won Mythical Money, on the final day, the only thing that could prevent you from winning Mythical Money was if I hit like a 7-team parlay.
And you lost.
It came down to Monday night, and a missed extra point cost me the Mythical Money title.
And you lost.
Right, but that's the thing. By the way, because I lost a couple of parlays this weekend and you won with your
Greg won $15,000. He was 3 for 3.
That's right. I'm actually 3 for 5. Actually 4 for 5.
Six. John, I don't know why you don't bet the game straight up. One game always screws you.
I hit 4 out of 6 this week. If I would have bet him, I only would have won a couple of thousand just because the two losses would have. Bergman, all I need to do is make a bigger parlay next week. So I'm going from three teamers to four teamers next week, and I'll catch you by the end of the month.
And
by the
way,
I think Kenley Jansen has 34 saves, so I'm about to steal 10,000 mythical dollars.
Yeah, tomorrow night you're going to wipe me out with 10 grand more. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Do you lose the 10 grand, John?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, yeah. That's even better.
Yeah. Huge swing. All right, there you have it.
That was a bold prediction by Mace. I 35 saves for Kenley Jansen. I couldn't believe it.
How do we consider Bergie to be doing on jump ball?
I think Dumpy Bergie had a good segment today.
Oh, man.
But remember, he's leading the league in home runs. Are you winning?
That's right.
Are you like Vlad Guerrero? You're basically on your way to the Triple Crown?
Yes, I am on the way to the Triple Crown. I'm batting about 385. Yeah. I have 57 home runs currently.
If 123 I was on the way RBIs. To the Triple Crown, you could call me Dumpy Bergie. That would be worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it.
That's what I'm saying. If this was me and I sold my soul to the devil to be named Dumpy Bergie, but I'm the greatest ever.
Actually, that's a really good
question. But you're basically Mike Trout.
Let's throw
that
out there.
It'd totally be worth it.
Right.
If you had to sell your soul to the devil for something and make it fun, what would it be? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Plus quarterback controversy at USC. Is it Keaton Slovis or is it Jackson Dart when they play on Saturday at the Coliseum against Oregon State? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.